This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. We're going to look now at the politics of the Iraq War and how the issue may affect congressional elections in November. In a few minutes, we'll visit one state, Minnesota, where the Iraq War could prove decisive and allow Democrats to hold on to a Senate seat Republicans once thought was theirs for the taking. Iraq is a key issue in races throughout the country, and both Republicans and Democrats think the issue could be a winner. President Bush made his case yesterday.
There are some in our country who insist that the best option in Iraq is to pull out, regardless of the situation on the ground. Many of these folks are sincere and they're patriotic, but they could not be more wrong.
President Bush speaking to veterans in Salt Lake City. For some analysis of the White House strategy and the Democrats' response, we're joined by NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
This is the first in a series that the president will give as far as speeches go as we approach the fifth anniversary of the September 11th attacks. What is the White House calculating with these speeches?
Renee, the polls show that the war is unpopular with a majority of Americans, and it's dragging down Republican House and Senate candidates. As a matter of political strategy, the White House faced a choice. Either avoid talking about the war or attack their critics. They decided to go after the Democrats and portray them as weak on the war in Iraq and the war against terrorists. So that's why Vice President Cheney is portraying the Democrats as defeatist. That's why Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is saying that administration critics, Democrats, believe terrorists can be appeased. He put war critics in the same category as those who wanted to negotiate with Hitler during World War II. The president added to this barrage by recently suggesting that if Democrats win control of Congress, they'll cut funding for the war, leading to immediate withdrawal and a victory for terrorists worldwide. So this is all intended to shift the debate away from public discontent with the president to questions about the Democrats.
Of course, earlier this week, the president made a point of saying these are not political speeches.
Well, Renee, when a politician says it's not about politics, look out for the politics. With Labor Day approaching on Monday, the official start of the fall campaign season, we're 2 months away from Election Day. Polls show Democrats continue to hold a substantial edge over Republicans when people are asked who they prefer to run Congress. The president's fighting for what remains of his political life with these political speeches, attacking the critics. This is all about politics.
So what are you hearing from Democrats? I mean, do they have a plan to avoid being cast as the cut-and-run party?
Yesterday, Harry Reid, the Democrats' leader in the Senate, sent out a fundraising letter saying that the president's speech was nothing but the start of what he called the GOP public relations offensive. Senator Reid said there's no way the president can convince the American people that the stay-the-course policy in Iraq is working and troops are not fighting in the midst of a civil war. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said Defense Secretary Rumsfeld should explain why U.S. troops have been fighting in Iraq for a longer time than U.S. forces took to defeat the Nazis. Other Democrats are saying that the administration is wrong to question the patriotism of their critics.
So, Juan, both parties seem to think they can turn the Iraq War into a political winner. Obviously, they can't both be right. What's your sense?
Well, you know, at this point, there's no question that on the domestic political front, the war is a losing ticket for the Republicans. The Republican strategy for this election has always been to have their candidates, you know, distance themselves from the president and focus on local issues, the values agenda of stopping gay marriage and flag burning, as well as emphasizing hardline support for electronic surveillance and other tools for fighting terrorists. The challenge for the Democrats is to keep the voters focused on their discontent with the president and the war in the face of what is going to be a nonstop attacks on war critics from the administration.
Juan, thanks very much. That's analysis from senior correspondent Juan Williams.